Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, December 10th, 2025.
December 10th, 2025. This meeting is being held in accordance with the due public notice thereof pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice of this meeting has been advertised in the press and the current, and a copy of the same have been posted in the bulletin board in the municipal building. Please stand for the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lorraine Salata, here. Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Tocco.
Here.
Tim Coop.
Here.
Greer Gaskell.
Here.
And Wendy Bartlett.
Here.
Absent are Mayor Kribel, Commissioner Langgraf, Joias Nelly, Jay Cook, and Jessica Stilley.
The adoption of November 18th, 2025 minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adoption passed. Adoption of resolutions P-34, 2025. Make a motion.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, first application. Rita Kaplan, 3 North Roswell Avenue.
And Mr. Lerner, I'm just going to get Mr. McLaren and Mr. Foreman. Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear to affirm the testimony you give throughout this evening will be the truth.
I do.
And just for the record, Michael Wiesen's been gracious enough. Jay is our chairman's out tonight, and our vice chairman recently resigned, so we got to reorganize next year. Mike's going to step in as, we'll call him acting chairman for this evening.
Mr. Chairman, pro temp. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board members, Michael Lerner, law firm of Brian Callahan, appearing on behalf of the applicant, Rita Kaplan. I have with me my witness tonight is Mr. Robert Cajun, a licensed professional architect who prepared the plans which are part of your application. I would like Mr. Cajun sworn, Mr. Madison, if no problem, because I want him to identify the exhibits at the outset of the hearing.
All right, Mr. Cajun, just give us your name and business address for the record, please.
My name is Robert Cajun, licensed architect, 618 North Fredericksburg Avenue, Margate, New Jersey.
Please raise your right hand. You swear to affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Lerner, board, can we stipulate to Mr. Cajun's credentials, licensed architect from the state of New Jersey? I've seen him in several other contexts appearing before the board.
He's been here.
I appreciate it, because I would have to spend 5 minutes with us.
You can do that if you'd like.
Mr. Cajun, you prepared the exhibits, the two sheets of site, the elevation drawings, S1 and S2, with the date of October 1st, 2025. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And are they the two plans that are mounted on the boards today?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to refer to the applicant's exhibit A1, two sheets, S1 and S2. Now, could you flip that over, please? Now, this is an exhibit that the board has not yet seen, but will be familiar with. It's an aerial of the section of Ventnor wherein the property is located. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you prepared that in anticipation of tonight's hearing and your testimony?
Yes.
All right. And I would like that marked as exhibit A2.
Sure.
Now, Mr. Cajun, we're seeking a variance for what I would refer to as a minor modification or expansion that hopefully the board will agree of an existing single-family home located on Roswell Avenue, and specifically we're triggering a rear yard setback variance to allow the expansion towards the rear for the construction of a proposed first-floor bedroom. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, Ms. Kaplan approached you, could you tell the board your discussions with her, what her needs were that she voiced, and how you came up with this specific design?
Okay. Rita Kaplan, I won't give her age because a woman doesn't want me to give public her age. She wants to age in place in her home. And she wanted to add a accessible bedroom to her, to the house, and also have a large walk-in shower. And in order to accomplish this, she didn't want to ascend the steps anymore in the house. So I suggested to her that we do a second floor, excuse me, a first floor addition in lieu of the second floor addition. That would only involve one step going up into the house because of the floodplain requirements. So I proposed to her that we add this addition in the back and suggest that we try for a rear yard variance. And this proposed first floor addition, I carefully reviewed the applicable zoning requirements, and the design intentionally minimizes the impact of the existing home on the surrounding neighborhood. A one-story rear addition, while requiring variance relief, is less visually and structurally intrusive than constructing a second floor addition, which would require the incorporation of an elevator. And that would significantly alter the massing and character of the structure. By contrast, the plan introduces only a small one-step elevation change in a new space, an approach that is more consistent with the existing home and much less impactful to the overall design. The project maintains conformity with height, side yard setbacks, and neighborhood scale, and no increase in lot coverage through the removal of existing hardscape. And based on my professional review of the ordinances and the intentional limitations of my proposed design, it's my opinion that the requested variance will not create any substantial detriment to the city or neighboring properties or purposes and the intent of the zoning plan vector. The addition aligns with the spirit of the master plan by providing a reasonable, minimal impact improvement to the property. And as you can see, it's simply a rear bedroom addition. We're going to remove a good portion of the garage and remove some of the paving, cut down the garage for a little storage area, offset the trade-off in the lot coverage. There was a deck in the back of the house, which now be removed and simply be a grass backyard.
So she's, just interrupt you 1 second, Robert.
Yeah.
She has an existing deck, which she's going to be losing.
Yes, she's going to remove the deck.
And in lieu of that, she's creating, by reducing the, taking the garage out, she's creating a patio area in lieu of.
No, no patio. There's no paver in the
No pavers, okay.
No. She says she's lighting the area. She could say in the aerial, that's the existing deck that will be removed. That's the footprint of the house, and that's the new footprint of the garage that's all going to be cut down, which will give more significant light and air to this adjoining neighbor right here. Actually, it's a big improvement for this neighbor.
Yeah, so we're moving about 12 feet, 15 feet of the garage.
It's fair to say that this is an old established neighborhood, is that correct?
Yeah, it's an old established neighborhood. The alternative is tear down the house bigger, add bigger house work, you know, add the second floor addition, add an elevator.
Something equivalent to what's going on in the corner.
This is what's actually going on. This is an existing home. This is an old stock aerial, but right now there's a new home being built with closer setbacks, similar setbacks to the front yard.
And the building to the bay side of the Kaplan property, that's a duplex.
Yes, that's currently a duplex.
Okay, now. Do you, parking, could you address that? There is a very long driveway. Will we impact existing parking once the
We have actually three parking spaces, more than is required.
Now, the proposed addition will be built at the current flood elevation?
It'll be approximately a foot higher than the existing existing footprint of the house, conform to the code, and this will all be flood-resistant construction.
And she'll have access with a small ramp into that area.
She just steps up one step.
Now, is it necessary to build encroach into the setback And if so, why for the proposed expansion? Like when you built 12 feet?
It's just not enough room right here. You see, it's built a sizable bedroom with a bathroom, and of course, a closet, you need space for a closet.
Oops.
Sorry.
So your design is dictated by the need of the client, one, and two, the existing structure, two, without modifying it drastically.
And also it incorporates future use of a wheelchair, and the bathroom's large enough for a wheelchair to go in. They're anticipating someday for wheelchair use. That's why the closet is straight line, the door into the bathroom, and this is accommodating a wheelchair. This will actually be converted into a shallow ramp, and then they have wheelchair access.
And so she obviously expressed to you what she expressed to me. This is her, she has two homes, one in Florida, one here, and she doesn't want to move from here. She likes the home as it is.
Her goal is to age in place here eventually.
Okay. Landscaping, are we proposing any? And you note that in Mr. McLaren's report and the requirements of the ordinance about proposed street trees, to my understanding, you're requesting a waiver.
Yes.
What would you justify?
It's just between the curb and the governorship, it's just very tight over there, half the trees. And as you see, the neighboring trees over there, they're outgrowing between the curb and governor strip right there. If she had a bigger yard, you know, it'd be nice to put a tree in, but it's tough when you're that close to the front yard setback. She does have a tree curb in here and here.
I mean, she's going to add, you know, additional vegetation and landscaping to the garden.
And of course, you have the driveway there on the ocean side. And I think the water and sewer outlets are right next to the driveway, so it sort of limits the governor strip area. Okay. So you think a waiver in this instance would be warranted?
Yeah, I feel it would be, in my opinion.
Are you comfortable that there would be no negative impact?
Yes.
And are you comfortable that the proposed expansion is in conformity with the overall neighborhood scheme of the...
Yes.
So not intrusive, and it will accommodate the needs of the client? Mr. Chairman, that would rest our presentation at this point. The board has any questions?
Thank you, Roger.
Mr. Chairman, board members, I'll just briefly here. Discuss the report. So it's the application of Rita Kaplan, 3 North Frostburg Avenue, lot 128, lot 5. C variances, actually just one variance. Being complete, located in R7 in the single family zoning district. The R7 zone allows a single family, duplex, two family with a CNC. It's existing detached single family, and they're maintaining that. There's a detached single family. Lot area required, minimum lot area is 2,000 square feet. They have almost 2,900 square feet, which is large enough to support a duplex, but they're not. And because it is a single family home, they get a reduction in the lot coverage and building coverage requirements. So they do meet the building coverage pre and post, and they do increase the permeable area by reducing lot coverage. So the only variance that they need is a rear setback, whereas 12 feet is required to the building. 22.8 feet is existing, not including the deck. And the deck, if it's open slot, it does not count as building or lot coverage if it is pervious below. And the 8-foot setback is proposed, so that's the only variance that they're seeking. As you heard the testimony about the street tree waiver, we do not require street trees, but as the board has in the past, we do request that street trees be incorporated into the plan if they are seeking variances. And I do concur with the applicant testimony that it is a large street tree to the left of the property. The right side of the property is being eaten up by about 10 or 12 feet from the driveway and the utilities. So there really is not enough room. And there is a crepe myrtle on the left side. So I would say if they comply with the landscape requirements in regard to shrub count and grass coverage, I think that would be adequate for this application. Other than that, I have no further comments.
Just a question to the board. Is there any problem with putting at least one street tree in your opinion?
She would like to know if it would be a problem putting one street tree in as opposed to two.
I think realistically, physically, you could probably do it, but it's not really practical. And I understand the reason and the rationale, because what, we have two street trees that we planted in front of our house, one Cambridge Avenue. In this instance, there's not a lot of room. And between the house, the new house that's going up next door, if you put the tree, it would have to be right in the middle, in the smack in the middle of the governor's strip, right in front of the front doorway. That's how constricted it is.
Why couldn't it be offset?
Because on, you have the driveway and the sewer and water outlets on that side. And as you go to the Orchard Bay side, you've got two huge, well-developed trees there. So if you look at the available space, it'd have to be right smack in the middle of the property, right in front of the door. And I was, trust me, I was looking at that very issue because I know that you in particular are concerned about that. So I wanted to make sure that I was dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But that's the reason we requested the waiver. Otherwise, I learned years ago, try not to argue about landscaping. In this instance, I think there's a justification for it. Not to argue, but it, yes.
Is the governor's strip paved or grass?
It's a small governor's strip, yes. There's pavers in it now.
Okay, so it's concrete, it's impervious.
I'm correct in saying that the condensers are going to stay where they're at?
Pardon?
The AC condensers are going to stay where they're at?
The tree on the property, there's no plans on removing that.
No. In fact, I think that was fairly recently put in. Because you wanted to landscape it.
Okay.
Just not in the governor's strip.
Gotcha.
Then, did I understand correctly then that she will comply with the landscaping ordinance as to how many shrubs we need there?
As long as, as long as...
Only I see a couple.
Yeah.
Could I ask how long she's lived there?
She purchased the property in 2009. And I didn't ask her age either, but I got the impression that she said elderly, and I have a feeling she may be a little younger than me, so I didn't want to get into it.
Well, I commend her for wanting to stay.
Well,
you know, and live in her own house.
And if I may, and I think the board's probably cognizant that I'm born and raised in the island, and I think if you come in for a proposed expansion that doesn't change the existing structure drastically and modify the streetscape, it's almost becoming a benefit, because I've gone down some streets that I grew up with, and I don't recognize the streets anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's an argument for the general welfare. I think you're going to see more and more of that, where if you can encourage something without the huge, and you may be designing it, but it's
a big concern of being able to age in place at home now. And people are coming back and saying, I want to age in place here. So that's a big concern. So I'm seeing more of that. And she would like, she don't want to build a new house. She wants to reside the house, but she'd like to know if she puts the addition, then she's going to fix the outside of the house and start to change all the windows. Her concern is to be able to, this is the last stop for her.
So it's amazing.
From Florida back to here.
It's amazing that people think that way now, because years ago, you wouldn't think that way. You just do it.
Well, I try in my practice as a gentle reminder to look at people and say, this is the future. You may not like it, but I'm going to make a suggestion to you. Yeah. And it starts out with grab bars, wider doors, accessibility, things of that nature. It's just the future. You want to be able to stay at home.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. The board members have any other questions?
So we're going to forego the street tree, right?
We're requesting a waiver of the street tree on the governor's strip.
So what do you think about, in lieu of that, putting the governor's strip?
I'm on board with that.
So grass in the governor's strip.
Excuse me?
Grass.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important to get some drainage.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would agree.
I didn't quite hear that.
I said, I'm sorry. I asked for an opinion from the board as to not waive the street tree and put in a governor's strip.
Take out the pavers.
Take out the pavers and put grass in the governor's strip instead of, since there will be no street tree.
Dan, he's already said he's not going to argue landscaping, so I think his answer is probably going to be yes. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
You're proposing either or an alternative, remove some of the pavers and put in a small shrub in or something, but maybe that doesn't accomplish it. I guess if you put a shrub in, you could put a tree in. So if you want, if you're insisting on grass, and the I will tell the client that that was your preference in light of the proposed development. I don't think you have a problem with that.
I would say it's a condition.
Yeah, the only difficulty, this has been my experience, is you've seen my projects. I love landscaping, okay? And this is a tight one. But the problem is always your neighbor who comes walking by with puppy. And it's a tough one to keep green. Have they ever considered a synthetic turf? No, okay. Just asking. It's a tough one.
I use that too.
I'm shaking my head too.
I know, it's just...
It kind of defeats the purpose of the draining.
Yeah.
Our preference is to leave the pavers in, but we would defer to...
Yes.
Now, what about irrigation of the... What's that?
Irrigation.
Irrigation?
Well, there's grants around. Is there an irrigation plan, I guess, is what you're asking?
Yeah.
You could put sprinklers in. They could put a sprinkler in.
Right now, I mean, you could discuss that if you want to, but... But as I said, we'll defer to the board for decision.
Whatever the board... You know, whatever their request is.
No other questions from the board?
Well, the request is to get rid of the concrete or pavers.
And put grass in.
If you can figure out how to put a tree in there, that would be even better. And if you need to put some plant material in there, that's fine too. And optimally, you would want to have it irrigated.
As long as your minimum requirement is grass, and with the option, we can live with that, as I say.
I'm cool with that.
We do have the two large trees on the next property.
Yeah. They're green trees are dying.
Yeah. They're old trees to have new ones coming.
The boys have been very active in trying to put more trees and more grass in, and we request that just about everyone.
And I concur with the philosophy. As I say, I don't argue about that.
Think we are.
Yeah.
Well, the yard... Right now, it's 12 feet.
Let them remove it.
Right.
They're going to reduce it.
Yeah, we'll put the grass. And that will alleviate any drainage issues.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right, yeah. He's agreed to it.
Grass is one.
Any other questions from the board?
What about the irrigation? Because if you just put the grass in, you don't put the irrigation in.
She's not going to want to put an irrigation strip in there.
She's not going to want to go out and water the grass either.
Put an irrigation system.
But we'll put grass in.
Yes.
Well, that's her call. She wants to sprinkle it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You've agreed to the grass, correct?
Yes. Right. We can.
Very good. We're going to move on.
Yes.
Board members, any other questions? Hearing none, we're going to open it up to the public. Seeing no one, the public portion is closed. We'll take it to a vote.
Yes. Yeah, I'll just summarize it.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. One, I'll summarize, and then we'll need a motion in a second. It's just the one variance for the rear yard setback. The requirement's 12 feet. The addition's going to be at 8 feet. The waiver will be that they will not be required to put the street trees in, but as a condition, they will comply with the landscaping requirements in terms of shrubs and that stuff, and they will put the grass governor strip where there's currently pavers. You heard the suggestions of the board, but those, everything else is just suggestions. And the other conditions, you obviously, it sounds like you've already, you know, you know better than I do, but you have to satisfy the construction office as far as the flood elevations and all that other stuff. Subject to any other outside approvals you may need, and any other representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing, just the standard conditions other than the specific ones I just detailed.
You agree with all that?
We rest, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. We move to a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Yep.
Roll call, excuse me.
Roll call.
Lorraine Solana?
Yeah, I'll vote in favor of this application. I don't think the request is that great. They still have an 8-foot setback in the backyard, so they have some space back there, and I appreciate the applicant working with us to put some more green around that house and get rid of some concrete.
Dan Smith, the third.
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. I appreciate the compromise on those things that I think they're really important to the overall city and drainage issues that come from time to time. So the more we have, the less we have to worry about flooding. So I'm in favor.
Mike Wiesen.
First, I'd like to commend the applicant for staying in the house, because it's nice to see somebody live out their life in a place that they feel comfortable and they can go on feeling that comfortable. The request you asked for, that you asked for a minimum, you're agreeing to put the grass strip in. Thank you, and I'm in favor.
Peter Taco.
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I feel that the request is minimal, and I appreciate the applicant's willingness to reduce the coverages and give us a little more green out front.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I think it's a good plan. The requests are a minimal request from a variance perspective, and negotiation and addition of green is always helpful.
Mayor Gaskell.
I vote yes. I believe it's a minor application and a detriment.
Wendy Bartlett.
I also vote in favor and appreciate the governor's. Thank you.
It was a favorable vote. Congratulations. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, board members, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah.
Next application is 6 South Baton Rouge, represented by Mr. Goldstein.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicant, Lighthouse Properties LLC. Before we get started, just wanted to see if Mr. McLaren, do you want to go through the report first, or do you want to wait? I do have...
You can go with it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this is a little bit of a peculiar case, and with me to my right is Tim Hurst. He is a contractor who has some fairly significant knowledge about this property, because it's going to take a lot of explanation how we got here. So we ought to, it's better just to have Mr. Hurst sworn in first, and we can kind of refer to him as we need to.
Sure. Mr. Hurst, just your name and business address for the record, please.
Tim Hurst, address 564 Sayers Avenue, Long Branch, New Jersey.
And please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
H-U-R-S-T?
H-U-R-S-T.
Okay. So, thank you all, and there's some explanation that has to occur here, as neither Mr. Hurst nor I were involved when the project began. So, just so everyone's aware, the work that is listed in Roger's report is already done. The contractor who worked on the project prior to Mr. Hurst may have convinced the owner of the property that he didn't need permits to do certain things. So we're not talking about a before-the-fact variance, we're actually talking about an after-the-fact variance for stuff that's already been done. We are not sure how it got done, as we both became involved with this project long after the, I guess, code enforcement, because of a fence removal, determined that some work was done, and then the work also wasn't inspected. So we have two issues. We have to kind of fall on the sword here and say, the work that we're asking to be approved after the fact, and more importantly, there are a significant percentage of pavers that have been put into the yard, which are already there and already take away from landscape cover. So, right off the bat, that's important to know. We're trying to fix something that was done. Neither of us knew about it at the time, of course. So, having said that, I do want Mr. Hurst to explain what's gone on, and we're going to figure out a path forward of what to do next. And then I might need some advice from either Leo or Roger on to how we kind of talk about the variances and then maybe the votes. So, Tim, if you could kind of give the board your background and what you're employed to do on the project so we can hopefully legalize what's there already.
I've been in construction company. I've been in construction business for 25 years. I've also had 3 years of architectural schooling. Through that, I've done various different projects from commercial. We do commercial. Our company do commercial. And
what's the name of your company?
Company is Ocean View Designs, LLC. We're based out of Long Branch. Like I said, company's been running now probably about 20 years. Mr. Sebi, him and I started doing business probably, I'm going to say, about 4, 5, 6 years ago.
And he's the principal of the owner of Lighthouse Property, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
On this property, he did not engage me on until after this problem happened. On other properties, I take care, I build for him, and we do other projects together. Unfortunately, this gentleman that he did hire to do the project, my understanding told him, you really don't need any permits. You know, we're just redoing the decks. We're going to put pavers in. You don't have to worry about anything.
Which, the decks existed before, correct?
Yes, both decks did exist before. I believe the new contractor made them a little larger than what was there prior. And resulting of that, the other contractor told him you don't need permits, so he figured, oh, well, okay, I don't need permits. Since it's an existing deck and you had some pavers in the back, and I'm just going to take the pavers out and replace the pavers.
So it's a pretty important fact. The contractor who did the work, I'm going to summarize your testimony, told the owner that because you have a deck and because you have pavers, what we're doing doesn't require you to go in for permits, correct?
Correct. So that's what he made my owner, my client, understand. Unfortunately, that was incorrect, as you all know and I know.
So we've got the expansion of decks that existed before and the significant expansion of the lot coverage based upon new pavers being installed.
Correct.
And this is a two-unit structure, correct?
Correct.
And the bottom floor is a year-round rental and the top floor is a shorter-term rental?
Yes.
Okay. I want the board to understand what we're dealing with.
So with that, you know, I went to him and said, well, we got to start from scratch. I went to the building department. I filed for the building permit, at which time, of course, zoning came back and said, well, you don't comply to any of the zoning ordinance. You got to go through the board. I said, okay, fine. And my architectural plans, we hired Everett here, and this is where we are now. And we're hoping that we can resolve this as easy as possible.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
The Warren zoning officer, I'll tell you, gets here the time. The survey from McKenna, was that before any work was done?
The survey you have now?
Yeah, there's the architectural plans, and then there's the survey from McKenna done in January of this year.
That was...
That's the new one. That's a new survey, I believe.
So that, was that before any work was done?
No, that was after the work.
Okay.
Yeah, the survey and the plans are all post-construction.
I mean, I understand the architectural plans, I'm just wondering how they came up the areas before existing.
I believe... I thought we should look here. Unfortunately,
So this is 122.5.
Right, that's the old... That's the old...
I mean, do we know when the work was started?
My recollection, the work started in June, I believe, or July of this year.
Okay, so this survey is before any work started?
If that's the one from, okay, yes, I don't know which one you're looking at. I mean, I got... Okay, yes, this is prior. Yes, this is prior.
This is prior. This is the survey that they used for the...
Correct.
So I guess my point is that there were decks prior to this. They were expanded. Some of them are side yard setbacks, some of them the steps. I mean, it hasn't deviated that much, but when I saw the lot coverage go up from 69% to 90%, that was a red flag. And I'm aware of this work being done without permits. I don't know what you... seek the variance for that 91.27%?
So it's an interesting question, Ron, and this is where I think the nurse is going to explain a little better. At some point this evening, we're probably going to ask the board to take two separate votes because we think that both applications for the coverage and for the decks are warranted, but perhaps one is warranted more than the other. And look, we're all realists here. We know that when the work's done without a permit, the board's standard is, would we have given you a permit for this and a variance before it was done? And the fact that the work is done and no neighbors have complained, I got a call from the rear yard neighbor, not that it matters much, he was in support of it, but we haven't had a problem with drainage. So we think when it comes to the vote for the pavers, that there's an equally good reason to grant it. The pavers aren't attached to the house and the decks are. So we think two votes might be a better idea. We want to walk through them one at a time, of course, but that would be our kind of process on going forward, if it's okay with the board.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is, well, one issue is, a deck with open slots does not count as lot coverage per the ordinance. But once you put something impervious below it, it becomes lot coverage. So it'd be quite difficult to shave these decks down to comply with the side yard setbacks. And again, you didn't increase them that much. It's not like you were egregious where you push it all the way to the property line. But I think the board may have an issue with the increase, drastic increase in impervious coverage. Maybe we can mitigate that by putting like a recharge system in the side yard where there's grass.
Is there grass?
Correct.
You know, maybe that 30% increase in or 20 whatever that increase is in lot coverage, if we can retain that on site for a 24 hour event, you mitigate the creation of these pavers.
Okay, that makes sense. But
makes sense.
I think maybe we'll talk about the decks first, if that's okay.
To the board.
I have a question. So what we're looking at here on the revised plans is using the survey from January 22nd of this year. So we should have an updated survey as built now That's it. Would give us an idea of where we could maybe mitigate some of these issues and not just to rip out everything back to 69%.
So
I think that's what you're looking at.
I think Mr. Taco is correct. It is.
Okay.
The survey on the plan is just...
This is an essentially an as-built.
Yes.
Okay, this is this. Okay.
Yeah, the survey that Roger was referring to is the one on January 22nd.
So the decks are representative of what exists?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, they need an engineer.
I was just looking down.
This is kind of the aspect.
It says the 22nd, so I was...
The green plans represent what's there, and, you know, by law, he has to put on there where he got the survey information from.
Exactly.
This is different, yes.
I understand.
Right.
But it shouldn't say the 22nd.
That, well,
this shouldn't say the 22nd.
Mr. Goldstein.
The outbound came from the 22nd.
Right. The plans are June 24th. Mr. Goldstein, would you like to take a few minutes and start to see what Roger mentioned? To think about what he mentioned? Because I think if you take that few minutes, we can move forward much faster.
Sure, okay.
Okay?
It's a little easier to follow.
This one's still working.
It's a little easier to follow. It's like, you put the little bulb down there, and then you see.
Yeah, I mean, so...
So this is what was.
But this was all concrete, you know, anyway.
Okay.
So, real quickly, maybe this is why it doesn't flood. Tim can testify to this, but there's apparently a recharge system there now. So maybe that's why the, even though there's a fair amount of coverage, why there isn't flooding. Why are you talking about that, Tim?
Right. I believe on the survey you have there, and Pazia did one also, that if you notice, on the coming into the yard to the left, you'll see that it's all grass all the way to the left side. I don't know if it shows it on those plans, but Pazio's, the drawing I have here, does. What he did with the system was that there's the trees in the far back, there's grass with trees in the back, or the back of the yard.
You could see when you drove by.
Right. On the survey.
Well, which survey? Is this before and this is after?
If I can show you.
Yeah. So this one.
You may have seen the positive.
Correct.
So this is all red. This is all grass. This is all planting. A big planting bed. This back here is a planting bed. What he did is that he put a 1, 2, 3 drains that drain, 4 drains that drain into this with pop-ups that sprinkles out to here, sprinkles out to here, and this runs all out downhill into the street with the pavers pitched all the way back to here. And everything runs down this way and this way. The gentleman that did it, I can say that the work he did was done correctly, what I can tell. You know, because I even took the deck apart from my architects and draw what we now draw for structural wise. Everything he did is to code. I mean, the side joists he used, the hangers he used, you know. So whatever he did, I gotta give him that credit. Did he do it wrong? Absolutely, but not finally. If he filed it, we would be here today. Unfortunately, that's where we are. So, but like I'm saying, like the drainage that's there now, there is a drainage system. Like I said, all through this here and all back here.
Drains the street.
No, actually, this drains are off to, you know, it just goes back into the ground because this is all, you know.
This is one
planter bed.
Correct, and there's another big planter bed here, so there's two planter beds. So the only actually rain that ever happens, if, you know, it doesn't get caught and pop up, runs down and out to the street, which is minimal. There's no flooding. Matter of fact, the neighbor to the right of his property said since they did this work, his property doesn't flood anymore. Yeah, so...
Can I make a comment? You're missing the point of block coverage. The pervious surface is to keep the water on the property and not necessarily...
I understand.
Does anybody know whether underneath this existing deck, when it was first purchased, what was the surface underneath that?
My understanding from the owner, that there was pavers underneath the deck, and there was a shower, and it was like storage and stuff like that.
It's a relatively high deck, right?
Yeah, the deck is 7 feet, you know, standing underneath it. You know, 7'6". So yeah, fairly high deck, both the ground, yeah. Both the surface.
But you stepped down into that area?
You step down in from the area from this up here. This is one step down.
Below the deck.
And this is all level.
Yeah.
So below, this here is one step down. So the deck is one step further down than this area up here.
And the beds are raised?
Correct, the beds are up top. We're grading, my understanding is from, again, I was there from the very beginning, but my understanding from the owner is that the grade here did not change. So all they did is that they made the pavers, you know, because this slope down back into the house, and they straightened this out and ran everything out this way and pitched it in this way. Now again, I don't know how come the owner now does not get any water in this property. I don't know why, because he did, but he said now I don't have any water. You know, when it rains, my side of the yard doesn't get filled up. Again, I don't understand why. I mean, like I said before, there's all grass here.
When was the construction completed? You said it started in July?
I'm assuming that he started it somewhere, I was going to say, in July.
Okay.
September, probably July, September, probably by the end of August, I'm saying, that's when that works out.
So we're 3 months in. We had 3 months of this, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find confusing. And I don't know if you can answer this or not. Feliby did all this work. He seemed to have taken measures to have water run off so it wouldn't flood, it wouldn't puddle. He did some things that, according to you, he was somewhat of a good mechanic, a little lax in procedures that he needed. But if he went to all that trouble, didn't it ever enter his head, if he's a builder, that you can't have everything covered in concrete?
I can't answer
that. To me, it's like, it almost contradicts what he did.
That's important. I think the issue is, maybe because he was good, he figured, again, we don't know, we haven't spoken to him, but perhaps he figured, I'm good enough to put the pavers down to make sure work. That the water doesn't drain poorly, so I can put down more, and the proof of that's in the like, you know,
and how long has this guy been building?
Excuse me, just think the other pipe couldn't answer that.
Okay.
The only thing
that... It's interesting.
These are all good points. You know, we take these cases that we get, we call all the strikes, that we're at the ring, the umpire, and you say, well, how did this all happen?
Yeah.
The other hybrid guy who said, I got here, I'll take care of it, and I'll get you what you need by way of decks and pavers.
And we tend to want to believe and trust the people we
have. But for this issue with the fence,
yeah.
That's how code enforcement became involved. And I think that's how a lot of these things pop up. Sooner or later, a neighbor said, well, why is my fence not on the right line? Called code enforcement, came out and said, well, we'll take care of your fence. And in addition to your fence, how the hell are these papers back here? And they go to say, you know, Roger or Dina or whoever gets the call, they say, we have a problem. But sometimes the problem is because, again, I'm not saying that two wrongs make a right, but the fact that the drainage was maintained in a way by the guy who didn't get the permits, so he had no permits, and it's over on the lot coverage, but it works.
Yeah.
So I guess in some respects, even though it's still bad, that's better than if you got permits, did it correctly, and the drainage didn't percolate. Either way, we're not trying to say on any level that.
It's very refreshing. You've been very honest about how we got it.
And we had that in the end of this ahead of time, you would say, that's.
And reality is, we're about three-ish months post-construction. We're practically in a drought area at the moment. I don't think this has been tested to say that we have a working solution.
Except there were a couple of really good solutions on the drainage worked then. But yeah, I got that. It's not tested.
I wouldn't be hanging my hat on that one.
I have a question. Is the new drainage system, is it getting the water out to the street quicker than it did before? That's why it's not flooding on the neighbors?
I put the new.
Is it a new drainage?
We're just speculating.
Getting water out as slow as it could. Is it a fast drainage system?
Yeah, I really don't know. I can only assume how we did it with the pop-ups that, you know, it drains in and runs out and pops up and then runs through the flower beds, through the.
So the pop-ups are in the flower beds?
Excuse me?
The pop-ups are in the flower beds because they're not.
Yes, chill. The pop-ups are in the flower beds. The.
So that has some kind
planting
of
area.
The pumping system that would do that?
No, the way it's gravity
it's
fed.
Just gravity?
Gravity fed, yeah.
So they're probably tied into the downspouts and the roof gutters.
No, it's not that it's an overdrain. The ones that you put in around where the papers are, they're not tied into the roof drains.
So we don't know if he put a recharge system in.
That I can't tell you. Just I know the gutters, all the leaders do not connect into any underground system in that house.
Well, paper looks pretty good.
So if
I was there, tonight early, okay, and I just didn't see any grass.
That's,
there is it. I thought you said there was grass
bigger than they were.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they grow.
Yeah, that's true. It's just beds and dirt.
It's an existing non-conforming.
Correct. Yeah, okay. Okay, all right. What do we do?
Rather, is there an issue with the decks as they are built? I mean, do they require variances?
Yes.
On the right-hand side?
On the right-hand side, and there's a small deck on the left-hand side that goes almost to the property line.
Say that again about the deck.
You got two staircases that are encroaching into the side.
Oh, you mean the elevated deck?
Yes.
That was encroaching.
What does that service?
The deck service? The decks are made out of.
No.
No, what is the stairs?
What, the proposed elevated deck on the left side of the house?
Correct.
What does that service?
That's composite. It's composite.
Well, no, but what's its function?
Who uses it? How do you get on?
To get to the deck.
How do you get to the deck?
Yeah, how do you get to the deck?
From inside the house.
Oh, so it's just a little deck?
Yeah, it's
a little
deck.
Coffee table.
You walk out from the inside of the house, you're on the deck.
And that's the only access is
to
the
deck? That's the only access to the deck, correct.
So it's just a little.
Yeah.
And there's that coffee table. The upstairs tenant.
But you also
that's the main house.
Yeah. Right, the main house, which is the short-term rental.
And the problem with that is that it's past, it encroaches.
Yeah, both decks encroach into the side yards.
Okay.
Right and left.
Yes.
Are we willing to do anything to mitigate some of these problems?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, with regard to the decks, we would like to keep them, and when we talk about the encroachment of the decks, they're fairly minimal. The papers, we definitely have some ideas here.
Okay,
so that's
let's
why
talk about the dimensions of the decks and how much they encroach.
All right. So I'm referring to Roger's report.
So the deck in the rear was there before, and it's at 3.5 feet setback. Okay, the requirement is 4 feet. The architect's plan showed it's 5 feet, but it's actually a duplex, so it's 4 feet instead of 5 feet. So it's a half-foot encroachment for the steps, because the steps were not there before.
But how do we know it was there before? Do we have
before? Well, because this survey is what was there. So the only encroachment is the half a foot on the right-hand side?
I guess the thing is confusing.
For that deck?
Is this your setback is fine? The survey is dated January 22nd, 2025.
Right.
But so is this.
No, it's not.
So these plans are dated June 24th. Okay, I have this one, it says January.
No, no, they're referring to this, that's where you got the information from.
I think if you go to the assessor's office, there's probably a prior owner survey in the file.
So let's talk about what variances we would need for the deck.
Okay.
Let's nail that down.
So we do concur with Roger's report, there's a lot of that. There's one deck that's a one-foot variance, and the other deck is a six-inch variance.
One foot and 6 inches, right?
And those are all within the property fenced area, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so they're not, it's just in the side yard, it's not impeding someone who's a neighbor in any way.
Correct, and there's enough room for emergency personnel based upon the fact that the one is proposed 3 feet, which is the standard, yeah. So deck-wise, we'd like to see one variance for both decks, but one is a 6-inch encroachment, the other is a 12-inch encroachment.
And they're on the left side?
No, both right end.
The what?
Both the right end.
Right.
Well, one is here, the rear deck on the right, and the side deck on the left.
I mean, it's got privacy fence.
And there's enough distance between the deck and the privacy fence?
But that deck is elevated, so you're...
EMS personnel?
Yeah, 36 inches away from the stand, so 3 feet is what we need.
I mean, the fire department, Joe was here.
He even tells what he thinks of 3 feet.
So how wide is that one deck? This one over here.
It's 15 by 17.
Can you rebuild the deck to get it inside in the correct dimensions?
Probably not, meaning move it back 6 inches on one, 12 inches on the other?
Yeah. I bet you if you took it down, could you build this in conformance with the...
Did I build it?
No, could you? Could you build a deck there in conformance with the code? Is it possible to build a deck?
Of course you can.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely you can.
Well, why don't we do that?
Can you do anything about the coverage? You can get about 8% if you take the pavers out from underneath the rear deck.
We can get, certainly, if that's what the board decided we had to do, and we have to do it.
The answer, of course, Mr. Taco, is yes.
But the reason we have to do is just access back.
We're really here with the understanding, and Tim and I, you know, talked about this a lot, which it's easy to send in your builder and your lawyer and you say, you know, fix this. But how do you fix it? You have to get rid of some papers. We know that, because we know the board's not going to give us almost 100% coverage because we're asking. I mean, there has to be a basis for that. I think the basis is the drainage problem isn't really a drainage problem, because notwithstanding the fact it's only been 3 months, we've had some pretty bad storms and the system works. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we get it that it's a big ask and we're trying to fix something that was done not only without permits, but without great regard by the other contractor for problems that could exist in the future. So we're trying to mitigate that. So we do want to make the board and the city and the neighbors happy by minimizing drainage problems. The decks, I think, are the decks. I think we'd prefer to go in with what we have now. One is this far out of whack, one is that far out of whack. I think, respectfully, those are pretty de minimis distances, but still, I think we'd like to take two votes, one on the decks, one on the coverage, because 91 and change is a lot of coverage. We get
it. I'm just going to make a suggestion. I mean, we can sit and talk about this for another 2 hours. The coverage is a problem. Everybody's in agreement on that.
Yes.
So why don't we have a target number, and how you get there is up to you. Like, the required minimum is 75%, you're at 91. So the board could give a little forgiveness, we won't give this much forgiveness, that if we can get it to 75 to 80, would that be agreeable to everybody?
I have some numbers for you, Lorraine.
That'd be fine.
Lorraine, he's already anticipating that here.
What?
So with the increase from prior, it's 703 square feet of coverage.
He read your mind.
With the existing coverage to where they are now, it's 703 square feet of additional coverage.
Okay.
If they were to comply with it's allowed, it's 75%, it's only 525 and a half square feet, give or take. So I don't know if you want to, you know, cut the 525 and a half and you know, you're going to be around 85%, or do you want to try to get as close as the 525, which still gives them an increase of, you know, 175 square feet to where they were before.
Right.
Why don't we ask him what he would like to do? Why don't you tell us, to make our job a little easier, tell us what you're willing to do to get that number down.
82. I think we could 10% down, take it down to 82. That's a significant reduction.
I would say 82 is a, I would be, you know, that'd be a good number.
So we're set.
Take 82%. Down to 82% from
7%.
91 down to 82.
75 is better. I'm sorry. This seems to be a ask forgiveness and not permission kind of application. You know, just in the preceding, you know, what was a fairly easy application, there was still compromise. If this came in originally to look like this, I don't think it would get approved, and I think there would have been conversation to get it more in line with things.
We can't disagree with you.
So
you're right.
Listen, you're
absolutely right.
We're working back and forth here. You're going to get, you know, definitely you wouldn't have got this if you came in here and asked for it. So let's just get it done and figure it out. Get the number down to where everybody's happy.
No, no.
You know, Roger, I guess we can start with, from a planning perspective, what you think is reasonable. 75 is our target, we're at 91. What would the board tolerate? I guess maybe just to go around and find out what board members think. Listen, we want to work with you as well, and especially because Tim and I weren't involved in the application the first time around. Or maybe in a much different position.
Well, 75 is allowed, right?
75 is allowed.
I think you need to come back with a better plan.
Where the deck is.
How about 80?
In the back.
In 80, 80,
80, 80, you'll think.
The minimum is 75. So I would say do your best to get to that number. And then you'll come back if you need more forgiveness, you'll ask for it.
That'd be fine.
There's no pavers, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
More like a driver list.
Plus, that's where you step out from the outside. Then you get
where you want. Well, they dug that out so that you could get some.
No variances.
If we didn't know variances, we wouldn't be here. You know, respectfully, again, if we did everything correctly, then we wouldn't change it
and not even have to come back, and it would be easy.
So on the green plan, this is all pavers on the left side now. Besides the plan for that,
I mean, it's nice work, that's for sure.
When a builder is another builder compliment, then you did it right, you just did too much.
So I would propose, as a compromise, we'll find a way to get it to 80 and then do the decks like they are now. So it would be 5% over and not 16% over. So we'd be cutting back 11%.
Yes.
And we will figure out a way to make that work. There still won't be a drainage problem. This is not a drainage problem with the situation the way it is now. So we're almost guaranteed of getting the water calculated correctly. But we do realize, of course, that the board doesn't like after-the-fact variances because it shows a lack of concern from the property owner and the builder who did the work. We get it. That's why we're trying to fix it.
The only saving grace is that it was done right, according to you.
There's one other issue that Roger mentioned in his report, is that was there ever a certificate of non-conformity for the duplex?
That, we have no idea.
I have no idea.
I think we're going to have to address that, Ron.
I would say, because they aren't increasing living space, they aren't, you know, these decks aren't brand new, they're just a little bit bigger. They are allowed 75% versus what, 65% duplex versus single family. You know, I put that in there to cover the board. I don't think a certificate of non-conformity would be nice to have to make that duplex legal. I think that should be the first step to find that out. But if they came in here into my office as a zoning officer to remove and replace existing decks as is, I'd have to give them a permit, because they are allowed to maintain what they have. My concern was the expansion. If they're willing to reduce the number of pavers, to me, the expansion of a non-conforming, possibly non-conforming use is minimal.
The problem with the deck is, when I was there, is there a hard ceiling underneath that?
Hard ceiling underneath?
Underneath the deck, because it would be all covered with some type of siding or whatever. So
yes, it is hard underneath.
So people can sit down there and not get wet.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, well, that defeats the purpose, right?
Well, so the deck surface is not composite of PVC, it's fiberglass?
They are composite PVC. Underneath, there's a system that's called
The rain system.
Watermark, which the water comes in, it's like drainage, drains out the end, has a gutter, drops down, and disperses the grass area.
So removing the pavers below the deck, well,
it essentially makes it impervious.
Right.
Underneath the deck, either way.
But it's impervious with a drainage system.
Right.
Well, we
can check tomorrow morning for the CMC.
I'm not here tomorrow, but anyone in the office.
This point is valid, though, that if it's not a real expansion, that it doesn't really affect what we're doing here.
Correct? Well, I can work with that. I don't see that really being an issue, but I think they should make sure
hoop to jump through.
Yeah, from Jones Street, it should be a duplex.
So the answer, or the stuff in the air right now, is what is the board comfortable with granting a variance, all or nothing, or is there a compromise? They're willing to go to 80% or 75% is required. I'd say without destroying this landscaping model they have, maybe that would be okay.
I think they need to shoot for 75%, and if they can't get there, then they'll come back and ask for a variance.
That's
we shouldn't be giving them a number.
Respectfully, Ms. Slaughter, that's why we're here tonight, because we couldn't get to 75. If we could get to 75 and the decks complied, then
then we should go on it now, because it's going down.
I understand that, but that's like, you know.
I'm saying we're kind of all keep saying the same thing. Let's decide. If you can make it better, fine. And if you can't, well then, it's over.
Well, we can make it, I disagree with that. We can make it better to the tune of about 300 plus square feet of additional drainage. We can get it down from 91 to 80. If we went from 91 to 75, we wouldn't have to be here. And if the decks complied, we wouldn't have to be here. So if you said come back when it complies, we wouldn't come back.
Let's come back with your best numbers, doesn't it?
The best number is 80 on the drainage and the decks the way they are. That's as good as we can do.
So if we're doing compromising, you were 16% over, you're deducting 11, you're 5% over.
Correct.
That's a compromise. So that's, the board has...
Well, that's what they're offering. I don't know if the board's willing to compromise.
Well, that's what they're offering. Right. And
that the board has to decide if you're comfortable with 5%.
If you want to seek the vote for the 5% and...
Well, yeah, I would. I'd like to do the vote separately for the decks, because I think the decks and the pavers are certainly a little different. Of course, the decks, from the legal standpoint, existed before they were